The initiative unveiled Monday would require that employees give annual written approval before any money taken from their paychecks could be used for political purposes. That includes not just supporting or opposing candidates, but even lobbying at the legislature. Organizer Roy Miller said the measure promotes freedom. But Miller, a co-founder of the conservative and anti-union Goldwater Institute, acknowledged he's looking at it through a particular political lens.
Even though, say, 50 or 60% maybe at the most of employees favor liberal causes, the union money and the money forced from contributions goes almost 90% to liberal causes. So that's not right.
House Minority Leader Chad Campbell called the measure an attack on working people and an attempt to keep them out of the political process. And he said it's unnecessary.
When people decide to join a union or decide to join whatever organization we're talking about, they give their consent at the beginning to then make that organization have to spend time and money to go back and talk to these people on a regular basis. It's another obstacle.
And Campbell pointed out Arizona is a right-to-work state, meaning no one has to join a union. Miller and supporters have until July 2014 to get nearly 260,000 signatures to put the measure on the ballot. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.